Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning Mishnah's Brachas, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah's are being learned Lili Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Misha, Hernish, Shalmash, and Aliyah, and Nischos, Rachel, Basavar, Yetel, and Daniel, Eliezer, Ben Sapar, Rachel, Veshbiga, Benchmas, Zereshal, Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Aleph says, Ein Oimdim Lispalel, Elmitach, Kavid Rush. A person should not stand up to Davin. Davining over here again means Davining Shemana Esrei. So a person shouldn't stand to Davin Shemana Esrei unless he has a heavy head, which means he has to be serious. A person has to approach Davining and Tefillah seriously. The pasuk tells us, "Ivdu es Hashem beyira." A person should serve Hashem with fear, and avoda is tefillah. Avoda is Shemana Esrei. Therefore, when a person enters Shemana Esrei, he should be in a serious frame of mind. And Chassidim Rishonim says the Mishnah, the earlier Chassidim. Over here, it's not talking about Chassidim that we know nowadays, which usually are characterized by twirly payas and maybe a stramel and a bekasha on Shabbos. These were the earlier Chassidim, meaning they were very pious people. They're very dedicated to Hashem. They had a lot of dveikus and close connection to Hashem. Hayu shayin shah achas umispalin. They would wait a full hour before they davened, Kadeshe Chavnus Liban Lamakam, so that they could have proper kavana, their hearts, their minds were directed towards Hashem. And now regarding a person who's in the middle of davening Shemana Esrei, the Mishnah says, Afilu Hamel Shel Bishlemai, even if the king says hello to him, the king says Shalom Aleichem, La Yishivenu, he's not supposed to respond to the king. And Vafilu Nachosh Karchal Akevai, even if a snake is wrapped around his heel, La Yafsik, he's not allowed to stop and ask for help. Now the Mepharshim explained that this is talking about a king who's not going to get upset at him for not responding. A Jewish king would realize, oh, this person's in the middle of Shemana Esrei, I shouldn't have said Shalom Aleichem. However, if it's a non-Jewish king, or if it's someone that he could perhaps lose his life if he doesn't respond to them, then of course, we know that Pikuach Nefesh is Daicha everything, and if this person is in danger of losing his life, he's allowed to respond to that person. Furthermore, when we say a snake is wrapped around him, that means a non-poisonous snake, a garden snake, perhaps even one of the constrictor snakes that might not necessarily choke him to death, he is not allowed to interrupt the middle of Shemana Esrei. But if it's a poisonous snake that can Chas V'Shalom bite him, or if there's a danger to his life because of this snake, or the Mepharshim explained, even if it's a scorpion or some other dangerous animal which is there, so then he most definitely should stop his Shemana Esrei and make sure that he doesn't get harmed. And now Mishnah Beis talks about insertions in the middle of Shemana Esrei. Mazkirin Gevuras Geshamim B'tchias HaMesim. We mention Gevuras Geshamim, which means the power of rain. What's the power of rain? That's Mashiv HaRuach U'Meir HaGeshem. We're not asking Hashem for rain when we say Mashiv HaRuach U'Meir HaGeshem. We're just mentioning that Hashem is so powerful that he makes the winds blow and he makes the rain fall. So we mention that in Tchias HaMesim, which is the second brach of Shemana Esrei. V'shoyel in HaGeshamim, and we ask for rain in Berchas Hashanim, in the brach of Berchas Hashanim. Asking for rain is saying V'sein Talu Matar Levracha, and that's said in the brach of Berchas Hashanim, which is Baruch Aleinu. V'havdala, we mention Havdala, which is Atachinan Tanu. This is what we say Matzei Shabbos. Where do we say it? B'chinan Hadas, in the brach of Chinan Hadas, which is the fourth brach of Shemana Esrei. Rabbi Kiva Imer, he argues on this last bit, and he says, Imer Bracha Revis B'fnei Atzma, Atachinan Tanu, Havdala, differentiating between Shabbos in the weekday or Yontif in the weekday, that said as its own bracha, it's its own special fourth bracha, and then only afterwards we say the bracha of Chayin Hadas. Rabbi Lezraimer, he says, Behaidah, that we mention Atachayin Antanu in Maidim, all the way closer to the end of Shemana Esrei. Now we know that we paskin like the Tanakama, and we say Atachayin Antanu in the bracha of Chayin Hadas. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.